Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Reunited and ready to rock, Peace, Love, Hope is a funk reggae fusion trio that's been around the block and back. Formed in Racine, Wisconsin in 1989 under the name Fruit Salad, the group's roots date back to their high school days. Now, after a three-decade hiatus, the band is recombobulated, bringing them a new renewed passion for music and a fresh perspective. I may have forgotten to mention that the band features guitarist Chan Hanstead and the rhythm team you know from Natty Nation, Boogie and Paulie on drums. Now, out with new music, passion, and a band, Chad, Paulie, John Boogie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey. Well,
thank you for having us.
Excuse me. John Boogie, Fruit Salad, Racine, 30 years. Talk a little bit about the yummy, yummy band. You guys were high schoolers, right?
Yep, all in high school jazz.
Talk right into that microphone. Get real close.
High school jazz band, yes, sir.
Well, you know, tell us about that time, 30 years ago, Racine. You know, you guys are playing around live. How old were you guys?
We were 16, 17, around that range, because we started the, were we in, was that freshman year that we were in, or sophomore?
Yeah, sophomore year.
Sophomore year. Jazz. We were trying to get Chad to rock with us because we were like getting into the rock thing, you know, yeah. Living Color, Bad Brains, that type thing.
Oh, yeah, rocking a little more, huh?
Rocking a lot more, you know, so... He finally said, all right, let's do this. I think around sophomore year.
Sounds about right.
Going into junior year. And then we just started making a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
It was a four-track, you know, studio at Chad's house.
Yeah. I remember the four tracks. Mm-hmm. Bouncing tracks to get more, right?
Yep. He knows how to do all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, who knows about bouncing tracks out there? Yeah. You know, tell me about, you know, your high school bands. Like, what was it like... with your parents, you know, all your parents, were they supportive of the band? You know, how did they see you guys playing music?
My parents was supportive because I was in my grandmother's basement. We'd rock in, you know, between my grandmother's basement and Chad's house.
Yeah.
So whichever spot.
They would let you rehearse there?
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. You know, John Boogie, man, tell me a little bit of your backstory and how you got started playing music.
Well, it was for me. Playing drums at like 5 or 6.
Oh, you started as a drummer?
Yep. Started as a drummer, beating on tables, pots, pans, whole thing. And then they got a drum kit. That's in the bedroom. All my children is playing or whatever. General Hospital is playing. And I'm rocking over that. She's like, dude. But, you know, my mom was pretty supportive.
Right.
Grandmother.
Well, they must have
been. Getting instruments, you know, all of a sudden an acoustic guitar appears, a bass appears out of nowhere.
Yeah, you're getting quieter.
I'm just trying. You know, yeah, I'm getting, you know, yeah, get him something a little quieter. And the drums are a little off the chain, baby, off the chain.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, let's jump ahead now. 30 years, new locations. How does Peace, Love, and Hope come into being?
Peace, Love, Hope comes out of the band Fruit Salad that we created in high school. We did the Fruit Salad thing pretty much all the way through high school, moved to Minneapolis, did some shows there, lived in a one bedroom with three guys. These three guys that you see right here, Paulie, myself, Chad.
Yeah.
We went up in my smoky van that was smoking out the tailpipe. Van, slept in the van for a couple of days, but got some gigs. Paying the dues, man. Like really at age 18, something like that. Yeah. Weren't even old enough to be in those clubs, playing a lot of those clubs in Minneapolis, St. Paul, creating songs. And then Chad had to do some things and become an adult. And then we got another guitar player to continue on Fruit Salad for a while. Did it for a little while, then we just kind of fizzled out. Then I started doing reggae more. Transitioning into Natty.
Natty Nation.
And then all of a sudden, well, I saw Chad, like,
well, Chad, into Natty stuff. Chad had what, moved to Arizona?
He moved to Arizona. He's a engineer and does some things like that. And then he comes back. Actually, we've been talking about a Fruit Salad reunion for probably about a decade.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, since like 2009, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it never.
How'd you get in a cave? What happened?
That's Polly. Live from the restaurant.
Polly out in the cave.
That's perfect.
That is really awesome. Now, you know, Chad, tell me a little bit of your backstory. Like, you know, where did you get started in music?
Around 5 or 6, I started playing organ, church organ.
Nice. Church organ.
Yeah. I was reading music and doing stuff like that. So I played organ for about 4 or 5 years. And then, of course, hey, mom and dad, get me a guitar.
Yeah.
And then we had moved. I'd grown up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then I'd moved to Racine. And down there, I went to the conservatory in music and started playing guitar.
Oh, sure.
So I'm kind of formally educated
In
that respect. So, but in that era, it was all metal.
Right? Yeah.
That's my background, is a lot of metal and some jazz and some other stuff. And then playing jazz band and reading music and all that. And then, you know, our paths crossed in high school, and that's pretty much it. And I've pretty much been dedicated from guitar since 10 years old.
And what type of engineer?
So aerospace engineer.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I work in Puerto Rico and I live in Arizona.
A real rocket.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
for real, for real.
It gets annoying, trust me.
Hey, Paul, tell us about how you got your start, man. How'd you get your start in music? What's your backstory?
Well, my grandfather was a saxophone player. So he played jazz.
Yeah, sax. Okay.
And I think he thought it would be cool if he had somebody to accompany him. So he bought me a little drum kit. Nice. You know.
That's awesome.
It was like paper heads.
Right.
You know. But I followed him everywhere around. Like, yeah, I followed him everywhere. Right. So he picked me up from kindergarten one day. And I just followed him straight into the house. And he goes down to where he usually practices. I followed him there. And there was like a little kit set up. He had the brushes. And he was like, okay, this is how it goes. But I was like 5, so it took me a while. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get it, you know.
That's awesome to hear. Well, now, peace, love, and hope. I always say, I put the and, right? Peace, love, hope.
That's correct.
Going to get that in my head.
Yep.
Peace, Love, Hope is playing a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on April 17th, along with Dub Foundation. And you guys rock it out a little more. What can fans expect from your live show?
We do rock it out a lot more. Well, you know, who was saying there's like Living Color is one of our go-tos.
Yeah.
Bad Brains, I mean, you know, because they incorporate reggae. You know, Bad Brains incorporates reggae, but they also do punk.
A little punk, yeah.
So we used to do more of the punk in our earlier times. Now we're kind of laid back a little bit more.
Right.
Where it's just kind of like a groove rock type thing that's going on, but a little bit of the overtones of reggae.
Now, how much of a percentage are you guys doing, you know, all original, or are you doing all some covers?
No covers on this one.
No covers.
Not this time.
It.
We can do it.
That's what we
do. But I think our sound is pretty original.
Yeah,
our sound is very original. I think it's probably the vocal stylings that I do, the type of drumming that Pauly does is kind of, I've never really seen a drummer play or approach the drums like he does.
Yeah, very unique.
It's his own thing. So, and then what Chad brings, you know, is just like, it's a combination. That's why we called it fruit salad back in the days, because it's the combinations of flavors. Even though it's not as, you know, the name is, stick it back on you like, wow, this sounds kind of not as heavy as what we were bringing in your ear.
You never know.
But you know,
sounds a little light.
They can expect like, rock with some reggae overtones.
And then you can expect that April 17th at the High Noon Saloon, coming up with Dub Foundation. And Peace, Love, Hope has a new video out for a song, Who's Tom? Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to it in just a minute. But first, tell us about the song, the video, and, well, who the heck is Tom?
Man, that's...
Yeah, who is Tom?
I love it. I love it, man, because it leaves you to ask that question, because it's kind of all over the place. It's not direct. But it's political, but it doesn't have to be. We have in the song, there's Malcolm X is in the song, talking politics and how how's he saying it? The system, we're there for the system, they're not there for us type thing. And everybody can relate to that in this time and in other times and in his time in the 60s, you know. So I'm kind of driving at that, but it's like, there's also a Matrix theme that's there that kind of embodies it too. Like we're in a matrix.
Red, blue pill, blue, yeah. Red pill, blue pill.
Mm. Yes.
Kind of thing.
That kind of thing going on.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that it's got a lot in there. It's not just one thing. So it's hard to like pinpoint what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to make it just kind of open.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, like let the listener maybe decide like, what is he talking about?
Well, what comes first for you? You know, riff, lyric, or concept?
Depends on the song.
Yeah.
It's never the same.
What about Who's Tom?
But Who's Tom? Let me think here. Man, because I gotta say this, that the song is, I mean, we created this song probably like over 30 years ago.
Really?
Probably that 90s. Was in Minneapolis.
Probably in the 90s.
Probably 90s.
Was that Minneapolis?
Yeah. Wow. That was in Minneapolis at the, when he had that rehearsal studio.
Oh, okay. So that was going, where I riffed, so like, 1990?
Wow.
91.
Well, 91.
91.
Well, actually, yeah.
92.
91 going into 90.
How did this song age, do you think?
I think we kind of like tamed it down.
Yeah.
Because like I said, our punk influence was very there, very prevalent. So now it's kind of like just goes into the more groove rock.
Yeah. And punk, you know, he's kind of had a little political slant, and you guys have a little bit, and you have a message that you're trying to get across. Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, peace, love, hope. That's Chad's idea. I followed him all the way because, you know, he was saying that each one of us is one of the words. That one of us is peace, one of us love, one of us hope. But
yeah.
And it could change depending on the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what the world needs. I mean, we're a heavy band, like rock wise. So it may not match. But when you hear the lyrics, you're like, okay. This makes sense because what he's speaking on is message in the music, just like with the reggae.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's a similar.
Same thing.
Same thing.
More distortion.
A little bit. A lot more distortion. A lot more distortion. I've always wanted to mix rock with reggae.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Natty Nation is based on.
Totally, yep.
Matter of fact, I'll say this. Natty Nation comes out of Fruit Salad.
Yeah. I would
you know agree. What I'm saying? Like, because that was our first taste of reggae, is just messing around with reggae when we were kids with Fruit Salad. So from there, I just totally embodied it.
Wow. So this is really coming full circle for you guys.
There you go. But,
you know, how do you guys handle, you know, one of your guys being in Arizona and writing music and recording, and how do you make that work?
Man.
Lots of miles, because I drive every time.
Oh, you drive all the way?
Yeah,
oh,
he's flown out a few times. Yeah. I think that the modern age that we're in helps, because we can do a lot of back and forth and not be in the same room.
Right.
And with ideas, like, oh, he threw me an idea, I throw him an idea back, stuff like that. So it helps that we're in a information age.
Wow,
so
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When are you guys going to be coming out with an album then? Sometime
actually,
soon?
When we compile it. We're probably, because we're in a time and day where it's just kind of singles is the thing.
Right.
You know, we're in a...
just keep releasing single after single.
Yeah, because we're in a short attention span. You know,
that's a good way to put it.
True.
We're kind of in a, you know, so we kind of like let them marinate on a song. And it also gives a song a chance to kind of marinate and
that's true.
Develop in a person's mind.
Yep.
Instead of just being like, oh, next thing. Kind of like, no. Stay there for a second. Kind of, there's a lot to unpack with each song. So
yeah, right.
Let it do what it do.
Well, that's why radio is repetitious, right? You know, you're gonna kind of let that marinate, get to know the lyrics, right?
I love that.
I don't ever listen to lyrics until I've memorized like the bass and drums, right?
Oh, I don't even know what they're saying.
That's my last part too, man. For real, as a drummer, like
that's interesting. Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I mean, you just say that because
as a drummer, right? You're just you're like looking at butts, anyways. You don't know what they're saying. Like, what are they saying?
Everything is rhythms and melodies. You know what I mean?
That's
and then
true,
you
man.
Get to the point. So you got to let it marinate.
That's right.
To where you're like, what is he actually saying? And then you got because I am saying something. I'm not doing nothing. You know, everything comes from somewhere.
You know? That's right. Well, that's pretty cool, man. Peace, Love, Hope, April 17th with Dub Foundation at the High Noon Saloon. You can see him live coming up really soon. But right now, let's listen to a brand new song that we just got this today.
Yeah.
And they have the video up there on YouTube. How do we keep up with you guys online?
You should go to the please go to the YouTube page and subscribe. Peace, Love, Hope Band. Is that what we're doing? Peace, Love, Hope Band on all of the. So we got the Facebook page.
Yep.
We have the Instagram page, and okay. It's Peace, Love, Hope Band.
Okay.
Is what it is. So go subscribe and like the videos, please.
Check it out. It's a it's a brand new old band. This is Peace, Love, Hope. And who's Tom? Let's find out right now.
Let's find out.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Understand that your color don't mean a thing. When somebody calls you out, you gotta be ready to swing. It doesn't matter to me. I just gotta see who's top. It doesn't matter what you want it to be. I just gotta see who's top. It doesn't matter to me. I say we gotta see who's top. It doesn't matter what you want it to be. I just gotta see who's top. I got a white girl, a wife. I'm a black cop, and the dog gets dropped. Does this make me dumb? I'm a millionaire, I've got the world in my hand, and I hire the other man.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.